Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Father God, here we are once again just to say thank you. Father God, we thank you for this. In his absence, to the officers of this church, to the Reverend Wesson and Reverend Bell, and to all of you, my sisters and brothers in Christ, I do greet you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. There's no better name. If you would open your Bibles with me to 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30, and I will start reading at the first verse. I wish I could read all of it, but I won't. 1 Samuel chapter 30, starting at the first verse. Let me get back in the mic, Sister Mathis. And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captive that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captive, Ahinoam and the Jezreelite, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his son and for his daughter. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he, the Lord, answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them and without fail recover all. And if we would go down to verse 18 and 19, 18 says, and David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. And there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughter, neither spoil nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. Amen? Amen. I would like to use as a subject this morning God's plan for restoration. God's plan for restoration. Here in the context of this scripture, David had been in Aphek with Achish and the Philistine army, hiding from Saul. Before Achish sent him and his men to Ziklag, which he had earlier given to David as their base in the Philistines' territory, only to find it raided by the Amalekites. The Amalekites burned the city and captured the women and children, including David's two wives, Ahinoam and Abigail. Now, the Amalekites were longtime enemies of the Israelites. They were descendants of Esau. Remember Esau, whose brother Jacob tricked him into selling his birthright. But now they are enemies. How many know this morning that enemies are real? Enemies are real. They are closer than we may know or care to imagine. That enemies are real. The Amalekites had a history of preying on the Israelites. And so in the text, David is in Ziklag, in a state of limbo, if you will. He has been rejected both by Saul and the Philistines. And his leadership has been questioned by his own men. David is at one of the lowest points in his life. His own men, his loyal warriors, who had been with him through thick and thin, now talked about stoning him. Now, this is a test of David's faith and his leadership. And he must decide how to respond in the face of such devastation. David was in the middle of a crisis, church. I say David was in the middle of a crisis. So let us look at how David responds to this crisis. When David and his men came to Ziklag, their city was burning. Their wives, their sons, and their daughters were all gone. The Amalekites, their enemies, has stolen all of this from them. Scripture tells us that David and the other men in his army cried loudly. Now just imagine this. All of these men, you know, men don't cry. Crying loudly. They cried until they were too weak to cry anymore. They were sad. They were angry because their sons and their daughters and their property was stolen by the enemy. The men then started talking about killing David with stones. So David really had a crisis going on, church. But instead of succumbing to the crisis, the Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. David relied on God during his hardship or during his crisis rather than giving in or giving up in fear or anger. David's ability to encourage himself in the Lord his God was a key turning point. If you get a chance, you know, go back and read chapters 27, 28, and 29, because in chapter 27, in the first verse, it seems like David was giving up. It was like he was just depending on himself instead of his Lord, his God. David's faith seemed a little shaky. For the scripture says, David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hands of Saul. He had given in, saying, Saul will catch me someday. I'll just go and hide in the land of the Philistines. You see, David was very gifted and thought that he could successfully operate apart from God. You know how we think sometimes we can do it, we got this. You know, we let people tell you, you got this. And so David thought that he could successfully operate apart from God. God had promised David that he would be the king of Israel. Samuel had anointed David. Jonathan had repeatedly assured David, and even Saul himself had affirmed that David would be king. Yet David tried to take matters in his own hand. But here in chapter 30, verse 6, that's what we're going to focus on, verse 6 through 8 this morning. The Bible says, David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. David chose faith over defeat. David found strength in the Lord his God. That means that he is no longer relying on his own strength. I don't know who God is talking to today, but Lord, I hear you. Lord, I hear you this morning. So my first point is you need to strengthen yourself in the Lord. All right. Yes, 2024 has been rough. R-U-F-F, rough. One crisis after another. One setback after another. Money crisis. Health crisis. Family matters. Government leadership matters. Spiritual matters. Folks question their faith. 2024 has been rough. And we don't know what 2025 holds for us. But guess what we do know? We know who holds 2025 in his hand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Our weakness is your strength. During any rough or tough times, we find strength in you, God, even during some of life's darkest moments. So David trusted in God. David found strength in God. He knew that his need for God's grace would never be more grace than God has toward him. God never runs out of grace, church. We thank you for that, Lord. My sisters and my brothers, talk to God and tell him all of your fears. Tell him about all of your disappointments. Tell him about all of your anxieties, all of your desires, and all of your dreams, and all of your frustrations, and all of the sin that you're dealing with. Talk to God about it. Confess your self-reliance as sin and ask for forgiveness. And God is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. Yes, Lord. Give everyone and everything to God, because 1 Peter 5 and 7 tells us to cast all of our cares upon God. For he cares for us. Amen. So David relied on God during this crisis. That's what he did. And guess what? That's what we must do, church. We must seek God's presence. David wasn't perfect. He committed sin just like all of us. But the Bible describes him as a man after God's own heart. God is so amazingly gracious and merciful to his people. We really don't even understand.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits.
Back to the music.
Please believe it.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.